Carla Gover's here, so is Diane Timmons. Got a new CD.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It is. It's exciting.
How long have you been working on this?
Oh, boy. A year and a half. Close to 2 years.
Yeah.
Labor of love.
Yeah. Definitely.
Is it all original?
No, it's a mix. I wrote nearly half the songs, and then there are a few traditional tunes from the mountains, and then there's some interesting covers on there as well.
Going to hear some live music momentarily. Tell us about the name of the record, Gypsy Ways. Is there some gypsy roots in there somewhere?
Well, you know, naming a record is kind of like naming a band. You could just spend eons on different titles. But what I did is I made a list of all the themes of each song, as many as like two or three words regarding each song. And it was like travel and magic and love and mystery, and gypsy seemed to be sort of a unifying theme for him. And there's one song that does have I'm so in love with your gypsy ways in it, so we just thought maybe Gypsy Ways would sort of encapsulate the spirit of this recording.
Yeah, it's hard to be sad about the concept too. It's just, you know, there's so many good things associated with gypsies. The gypsy lifestyle. I mean, except for the whole baby stealing part, but we don't have any of that on the album.
Sorry. You threw me there, Diane. I didn't expect that. You know, it kind of sounds like a good idea, becoming a gypsy.
Yeah.
Minus the baby stealing.
Right.
Yeah,
it's,
you can make your own babies and then,
right, and then
teach
travel
them to
with
sing.
Them.
Right. And all of our children are on this album. My two daughters and Diane's daughter. Not all of our children, because her son's not on it, but our three daughters are singing some backup harmonies on it, too.
Excellent.
So it's pretty cool.
I love that. It's there's some real heritage there. We're going to talk about that and your influence from your grandmother and where you grew up in the good old state of Kentucky. But let's go ahead and get a song from your new CD, Gypsy Ways. It's Carla Gover. What you gonna play?
Well, I like to say that this song is an example of what happens when you grow up in Eastern Kentucky, learning banjo tunes from, you know, old guys on porches. But you also grow up during the 80s and as part of the MTV generation. So I'll just kind of let the listeners figure out what that means here.
Number one, but girls, they wanna have fun.
a song you can find on Carla's new CD called Gypsy Ways. Of course, girls just want to have fun. Absolutely, I'm all for that. You mentioned something about the influence of growing up that caused you to want to put this record or this song on the record, right?
Well, just growing up playing clawhammer style banjo, that's the style I play. I don't really use picks or anything, and you honestly just don't think of banjo as an instrument on which you would do covers of 80s tunes. But you know, at the same time, I'm growing up in this culture that has a lot of traditional music, and there's still a lot of that tradition when I was growing up going on. But you know, we got MTV in like fifth or sixth grade or something, and we were all really excited about that too. So
yeah,
it's just kind of a fun melding of different things I grew up with.
Here's what I find fascinating: that you were able to listen to that song in its traditional, you know, regular recording, highly produced pop song, and you were able to make it your own with the banjo and everything else that goes with it.
Well, it's,
it sounds like a traditional song. It's amazing.
I'm always listening for the song. Even in the most highly produced thing, I like to just try to imagine, well, what would that song sound like with just a guitar? Because that's what it's all about. And sometimes the emperor has no song. You know, sometimes it's nothing but production. But the truly great songs, whether they're produced or just sung by one person on one guitar, it shines through. And you can adapt them to lots of different ways.
I love it. I'm glad you did it. Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, I want to know how you two fine women met each other. What's behind that?
Well, we were at a party in college, and Carla, there was a piano at the place. We were at a friend's house, mutual friend, and she went over to the piano, and she played that thing from Bugs Bunny, you know? Was it Yosemite? Who is it that plays?
No, it's Roadrunner.
Roadrunner, right. Okay, so it's like the nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee-nee. And I recognize it, so I was like, no. And went over and
we bonded over Looney Tunes.
Right.
But we were both in the UK School of Music and so had wound up having classes together. So music really brought us together. I was like 17 and you were right around there too. Yeah. And so we've been making music together a long time.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love that. I love the friendship that you guys have got together. You go way back, not way back, but Letcher County is where you grew up, and now Silas House is the man who wrote your bio for your website. Wow, very nice. I got some good friends there. He calls you a true Appalachian musician. I like that.
Yeah, sure.
But, if it's coming from him, it's got to be true, right? You know what I mean? Now, long story short, financial reasons, ended up in Central Kentucky. The family did.
Right.
Ended up going to UK.
Uh-huh.
Ended up there on a music scholarship, am I right?
Right.
Okay, but you decided to switch things around a little bit and got into Appalachian studies. What was the reason for that? How come you left the music behind?
Well, I always knew I wanted to play music, and then I realized that I didn't want to move to Atlanta and play French horn in the symphony.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
halfway through, right. So I wanted to get a degree, and I had a lot of classes, and just finished in Appalachian studies, but immediately embarked upon my career as a folk musician after I graduated. So
wasn't going to work too well playing French horn as a folk musician, I guess.
Right. It's hard to sing when you're playing French horn. That's what I found.
Right. It might show up, you know, on a future album, though. I mean,
you never know.
As a track.
Yeah. Saxophone as well. I got the saxophone.
Who did it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she does play piano on this album, which she's
a
great pianist, and had never gotten to use that on an album before. So,
Dinah, how many instruments you got under your belt as well?
I wouldn't say I have any of them under my belt, but I definitely play several percussion instruments and flute and piano and sing a lot.
So we're going to see a variety of instruments tomorrow night.
Yeah. You will, and we will have the third member of our merry band, our trio with us, Daphne Fields on the upright bass. We're going to have a special guest, Don Rogers from Bath County, who plays a lot of different traditional instruments, mandolin and fiddle. And then this guy called Englishman is going to open for us, and he's awesome local singer-songwriter.
So what time does he start playing?
Eight.
Complete details at our website, as always, WKY.org. Just go to the calendar and then music. A lot of good stuff there. Great record. It got a bunch of good music on there. It's called Gypsy Ways, and needless to say, I got some originals.
Right.
Where's your music come from?
What, did I write?
Mm-hmm. According to Silas here, I'm just going to quote it, you write from a deep spiritual place.
Well, I hope so. You never know what's going to be turned into a song. Any conversation you have with me is fair game, so be careful. But I've also been doing a thing lately where I write custom songs for people. And so a couple of those wound up on this album. Like, people will hire me to write a song for a birthday or a wedding. So two of those wound up on here.
Why did you laugh when she said that,
it
Diane?
Just,
it's true.
It caused me to have sassy thoughts about all those different exchanges that could take place and then show up in a song. You know, you never know what might be written.
So you're writing songs on command, so to speak.
I am, for commission, right.
That's great. What a great idea. Fantastic.
I got broke one Christmas a few years back and sent it out to my email list, and all of a sudden I had 10 songs to write in 2 weeks.
Great.
And it's just kept going since then. And it's been really cool because it's pushed my boundaries and made me write songs about subjects that I did not personally come up with. And so it's been a great, for developing those songwriting chops. It's been great for me.
Why don't you grab that guitar over there?
Yeah.
Beautiful Gibson. Let's do the switcheroo here. What you going to play?
Well, this song is one that I wrote. Something else happened to me recently. I got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That'll get you thinking.
So, yeah, obviously that was pretty inspiring, and that inspired a song.
Great. It's live music on WUKY. Ladies and gentlemen, Carla Gover and Diane Timmons.
This is a story of a happy, never ending. This is the way each day becomes a new beginning. This is a story of boy meets girl, meet life and love in a beautiful world, and with a single kiss, it started just like this. I swear, what a pair we two. This is a story of a miracle that found me. I'm in a place of grace since he wrapped his love around me. And all the crazy mistakes I made and all the ridiculous games I played were part of the plan. And now I understand so clear, they brought me here to him. This is a story of magic and devotion, the way a date with fate gets set in motion. And if he asks me if I will stay right by his side till my dying day, then I will take his hand. With everything I am, every day I'll say I do. Of a happy, never ending. This is the way each day becomes a new beginning. This is a story, boy meets girl, meet bliss and hope in a beautiful world, and with a single glance I knew I'd take a chance on him. And did we win? We two. Swear, what a pair we two.
Live Carla Gover on WUKY with Diane Timmons. Just heard Happy Never Ending from the new CD, Gypsy Ways. Is it in stores?
It will be in stores. It's going to be for sure at Joseph Beth starting next week.
And we'll be playing select cuts from it as well. Be listening for it here on WUKY. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Break a leg, okay?
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Make sure you come back, too, all right?
Okay.
All right.